Joseph, what are you doing?
Just celebrating the morning off, dear.
Cliff, it's 6 o'clock.
Good. That means I've only used up a half hour.
Oh, that looks good.
Wait until I put on the gooseberry kiwi jam.
Are you gonna share?
Nope. Maybe.
Thanks a lot.
Eat up. You're a beautiful, you know that?
Cliff.
I want to kiss you until it's time for you to go to work.
But I'll be late.
Yes, but at least you'll go to work with a smile on your face.
Yes, but every time I go to work with a smile on my face, everybody knows why I'm late. Oh, well, I guess I could always sneak in the back way.
You fool, there is no back way. Who is it?
It's Rudy.
What do you want, Rudy?
I'm up.
Good.
It's snowing outside my window. Is it snowing outside yours?
Yes.
Can I see?
Yeah, hon, listen, it's early in the morning.
Can I see Mommy?
Yes, Mommy?
Good morning, Rudy.
Morning, Mommy. Who wants to play?
Your mother and I are playing right now. Listen, come here a second. It's early in the morning, honey. You know that lovely book that Dad bought you with the pictures and some of the words? Why don't you go read that in your room, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. And now... Now, I was kissing you until it's time for you to go to work.
Cliff, huh? Look at that. You got a rip in your pajamas.
You're kidding. Well, there goes.
Honey, why are you always wearing these old pajamas?
Because they're comfortable. I like them.
But why don't you ever wear the new ones I bought you for Father's Day?
You gave me those silk pajamas. I don't like silk because I feel like I'm sliding around in them.
You know, you never wear that bathrobe I bought you for Father's Day either.
Now, you want to know about that bathrobe? It's so short, I feel like a Roman soldier.
You know, come to think of it, you never wear any of your Father's Day gifts.
The reason why I don't wear them, dear, is because when you go to get me presents, you go to get me things that you want to see me in. You don't get me things that I like.
Cliff, that's not true.
Yes, it is true. You see, Father's Day has been like that for a long, long time. There are fathers all over the world who get presents that they can't use and don't want. No, I'm serious. From day one, when Eve and the boys gave Adam the first soap on the road.
Oh, Cliff.
I'm not kidding. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I have a closet here that is full of presents that they sell only on one holiday. Father's Day! Now, look at this. I got a chest full of stuff here, and I saved these things because I know that one day I will be about 70 years old, and my children will come to me and say, where's the gifts I gave you for Father's Day? And if I don't have them, they'll beat me up. So, now, you gotta see. Look at this. See these ties? None of them go with any suit I have. I have... deodorants here, enough to have me smelling like anybody you want to meet. Also, I have the famous soap on the rope, which I have never learned to use properly because if you have to do your feet, I'm not good enough to get up here yet.
Oh, now, come here. Yeah. Oh, look at this. I have forgotten. Wait. Yeah.
Oh, no, I have plenty of things that will light up, and you have no idea. I'll put this
on.
Get those, you know, I have suspenders over there that Sonia gave me. I don't know what the child was drinking at the time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay.
This?
Wait a minute. No. I love this because the little men's eyes light up.
You know, I tell you, this is more fun. We ought to do this in the morning,
hoping that the children see us. Oh, boy. How am I looking?
Great.
You know, I love it when you dress me.
Oh, sure.
Boy, oh, boy.
Now, let's not forget this.
Oh. Theo gave me this time. Isn't this wonderful? Am I looking wonderful or what? Huh? Oh, yeah, the yo-yo.
Yes,
okay. Am I looking wonderful?
You look great.
Are these serious presents? Father's Day. I'm telling you, last year I sat in the living room all Father's Day. Children walked past. Hi, Dad. Nice to see you. Good. Hello, Dad. Somewhere around 4 o'clock. Somebody said, is the mall still open?
Oh,
I'm not kidding.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Look, Claire, I'm telling you, it is that bad. You mothers know how to work Mother's Day, see? First thing mothers do is they tell the children how they carried them all that time, and then they say to the children, and I better get good presents because you know who gave me these blue veins in the back of my leg?
I do not do that.
And that's why you all get great presents, Claire, because you all promote yourselves better. But if I don't say anything, you look at me. Now, I'm going to show you something. You think I'm kidding. This is one of the highlights of my life.
Maybe there won't be school.
Theo, it has to snow a lot more than that before they'll close school.
You know what your problem is? You like school. You'd go on weekends if you could.
And you'd do anything to get out of it. Like the time you asked Mom if you could stay home for the Jewish holiday.
Hey, we're all brothers.
Hi.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Denise.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing.
Daddy, are you going to work like that?
Why not?
It doesn't look very professional.
Daddy, why are you dressed like that?
Because I want to talk to all of you about Father's Day.
Father's Day?
Yes.
It's 2 weeks before Christmas.
I'm giving you 6 months' notice. I want better presents.
Hey, wait a minute. Last year, we chipped in with Mom, and we got you that Walkman.
And I enjoyed watching my Walkman walk around with you all. I want something for me.
Gave you lots of hugs and kisses.
Oh, yes, you did. And hugs and kisses, I love them to death.
Daddy, it's hard to shop for you on Father's Day.
Why?
Because it's so close to your birthday.
Father's Day is June 16th. My birthday is in October.
Yeah, Dad, but that's 2 presents pretty close together. It could wipe you out.
Not if you plan well. Last year, I found the shirt and the tie that came in the same package. I gave him the tie for Father's Day, and I saved the shirt for Christmas.
The shirt was too small. And then Rudy took my tie and used it for a jump rope.
But, Dad, it's really not nice to demand presents from your children.
All I'm asking you all to do is think.
Think.
Think about what?
I don't know.
About who I am and what I am. You all have lived with me your whole life, and you buy presents like you just met me yesterday.
Yeah, but, Dad,
Are you serious about this?
Look at me. Now, would you go out in the street looking like this?
No.
See, there's the difference. I would. I would go outside looking like this. Why? Because my children bought this for me, and I love them. Now, one day, you're going to become a father. You're going to get all of these things for Father's Day. Why? Because I'm coming over to your house, and I'm selling these to your children.
Dad, I'd like to get you better things, but I just don't have the money.
I'm not talking about a lot of money. I'm not talking about an apartment building or a trailer home. Just a simple bouquet of flowers.
Okay, I'll get you flowers.
No, Dad, I understand. And, Dad, sorry about that tie.
It's all right, son. Somewhere there's a suit that goes with this tie. But don't get the suit!
You know, Dad's right. We haven't done a very good job for Father's Day.
Yeah. Mom once gave me $20 to buy him a present. I bought myself a bracelet for $16 and got him some $4 cufflinks.
Oh, come on, you guys. Don't be so hard on yourselves. All kids are like that on Father's Day.
Well, I say we could be the first kids in history to actually get our fathers something he could really use.
Yeah, we'll be like pioneers. Why don't we start looking today?
Are you kidding?
Come on, Denise. It's a great idea.
All right. I'll go ask Mom and she'll take us shopping after school today.
I'm getting them tennis balls, and I don't care what they cost.
I don't know why I should look tired. I've only spent the last 3 hours carrying four kids in and out every store in New York City.
Mom, you gotta get psyched. You've got to think of the look on Dad's face when he gets the perfect gift.
May I help you?
Where are your tennis balls?
We don't carry tennis balls, honey. Schmidt Hours is more of a specialty store.
We're looking for some gifts for my husband.
Did you have something in mind? Or would you like me to show you some of our more popular Christmas items?
Oh, this is for Father's Day.
Avoiding the rush?
I think we'll just browse.
Hey, excuse me. How much is this?
$299.50.
For a toolkit?
It is the complete home toolkit.
Now, I saw the same thing on TV for $19.95.
The tools are $19.95. The Schmidauer name is $280.
I'll just take the tools.
They're not sold separately.
You're not getting him tools.
I was thinking about it.
If you do, he's gonna start fixing things all over the house.
But that's what he likes to do.
He also likes to have you help him. Theo, in this box are your weekends.
Come in.
Dr. Huxtable?
Oh, Mrs. Lee.
I brought my husband in so you can talk to him. Ben, this is Dr. Huxtable. Dr. Huxtable, this is my husband, Ben.
Ben, how are you?
Nice meeting you.
Good.
Well, I'll wait outside so you two can get to know each other.
Mm. Make yourself at home.
Thank you.
Like some coffee?
Sure. Cream, no sugar.
Cream, no sugar. Well, your wife is healthy. You must be a very proud man.
Yeah, we've been waiting for this baby for a long time, Doc.
You must be tickled.
You got kids?
Oh, yeah, 5.
All right. Uh-huh. Keep them barefoot and pregnant.
Barefoot and pregnant.
I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy, Doc.
I thought they died out a long time ago.
I've done a lot of things, Doc. 4 years in the Marines, 2 years up on a pipeline. But there's nothing like having a pregnant wife to really prove your manhood.
Prove your manhood.
I told the wife, I want to have a large family, lots of kids, and every one of them's gonna know that I am the boss.
Well, Mr. Lee, the only problem with that is that the more kids you have, it's the more people who will tell you that you are not the boss.
Doc, I'm telling you, I'm the boss.
But now, you got to understand that the days of being the boss, the barefoot and pregnant, I mean, that's 30 years ago. The old-fashioned man is out. There's more to this relationship than being the boss. You're not the boss. She won't be the boss. The boss will be that baby. I've been married 20 years, Mr. Lee. And each day, my wife and I grow closer and closer together, mainly because we're afraid of the children.
You're supposed to be at the hospital making your rounds, honey.
Oh, really?
Hey. Stop. You're not supposed to be home for 10 minutes.
Okay, what kind of chick is this?
Okay. Huh? I wish you to go across the street and stand over there, and I'll wait.
Across the street?
Yeah, I'll wait.
Yeah, it's 18 degrees.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Here, take this. Be warm.
I mean, what is going
Cliff,
on?
Come on. The kids wanted to surprise you for Father's Day.
They did. They went out today and bought me presents?
They went out shopping all afternoon from store to store.
I have great kids.
Yes, you do.
What'd they get me?
Oh, no. Quick.
Okay.
Put this around your neck.
Right.
Okay, get outside and wait till I call for you.
Is Ralph Edwards going to be here?
You get outside. Okay, kids, hurry up. Come downstairs right away. No, but I think he'll be here at any moment.
Man, this is going to be great.
Okay, now everybody sit down and get ready.
Oh, for God's sake, Clark, hurry up.
I think I hear him.
Hi.
Surprise.
Happy Father's Day!
Oh, you shouldn't have.
He made us.
Golly, this is really wonderful.
Open him.
Okay. Ah, boy. Okay. To a great dad on Father's Day, even though it isn't. Love, Vanessa.
Hope you like it.
Oh, you know I will. Think.
There's more.
Yeah.
It's the complete home weather station.
I have nothing like this.
Dad, you know how you're always asking me what's it like out there? Well, this is gonna tell you.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
It's mine.
This is you.
Yeah.
All right. Dear Daddy, it's not a tie. All right. I love to be. It's not a tie. All right. Okay.
It's an electric ice cream scooper.
Oh, yeah.
See, this part warms up so it won't hurt your wrist when you're scooping the ice cream.
Oh, thank you.
Did you
like it? Oh, I love it. Thank you.
Here you go, Dad.
All right now.
Here you go.
All right.
Read the card first.
Gonna be a father? It'll cost you a pretty note. Rock-a-bye baby.
They didn't have any Father's Day cards.
Slippers.
They're not just slippers, Dad. You know, when you have to go outside in the morning and get the paper when it's raining?
Uh-huh.
Now all you have to do is this. Rubbers.
All right. Rubber slippers. Okay. And where's your card? No card. All right. Da-da-da-da-da-da! Tennis ball!
I hope they're the right size.
Oh, yes, I'm sure they're the right size. Let me see.
I looked at your closet, and it was only one left.
And you know, they're the right size!
Cliff?
Oh! Now we're cooking. Dear Cliff, no gift could ever equal what you've given to all of us. Love, Claire. Oh, no.
It
It's an early edition of the debates between Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas.
Oh, this is great.
Thank you. You know, these are the greatest Christmas presents I've ever gotten for Father's Day. And the thing about it is, you all did it by thinking. Thank you.
The happy Father's Day!
Taped in front of a live studio audience.